time for VD Mac.
Hey everyone, Mac here, and I've stolen the microphone away from everyone else and squirreled it away with me in my cabin, so you folks are stuck here with me for this week's Naughty Talk Short. So, Sunny has asked us all to talk about pet peeves, so here we go. I'm generally not one for pet peeves. I'm a pretty easygoing person in my everyday life. I'm pretty tolerant of everyone and everything, for the most part. So for me, this was kind of an interesting one. And it took a lot of thought for me to find something that I could actually call a pet peeve. So the kink-related one that I thought of was the term alpha. So for those of you not familiar with the term, buckle in for a minute because I feel it's important to kind of explain it from my point of view, and then maybe you'll understand why it's a pet peeve for me. So alpha, despite being, or I should say, along with being the first letter in the Greek alphabet, alpha was first really used to describe chicken behavior in the 1920s. And both the term alpha and beta were used in that particular study. And alphas were considered the leaders of the flock. And in particular, it was used a lot for the lead rooster. Although, that study also pointed out alpha hens as well. So, you know, fast forward, about 50 more years of science. And in the 1970s, a study of wolf packs determined that both the male and female leaders of the wolf pack were called alphas. And it took a couple of decades to debunk this myth, as wolf packs, really as we know today, are nothing more than a breeding pair of wolves and their offspring. So that particular study was bad science. And it took a couple of decades to be classified as such, but ultimately the science proved out, or in this case, did not prove out, that alphas are, you know, the leaders of the wolf pack. Unfortunately, by the time it did, the terms alpha, beta, and the other ones that you've heard, like omega, sigma, so forth, were in common use elsewhere for animal behavior. And there are some studies out there with primates who exhibit those traits. Capuchin monkeys are a great example of that. There is an alpha leader of a capuchin monkey pack. But other primates do not exhibit that behavior. And humans are kind of, you know, a special case here, because humans have the ability currently to exist in multiple social structures all at once. And they don't really exhibit this behavior, but some people have used the terms to describe us nonetheless. I don't really want to get into the specifics of why the term offends me so much, other than, you know, as a side note, it is interesting the connotations that some terms produce as we grow and evolve as a society. The term alpha has also been used as an excuse for toxic masculine behavior, and that's not something I want to ever be associated with. As a funny kind of aside to this pet peeve, some of you may recall from our Primal podcast episode that Sunny and I have a pack that we lead. It derived from a larger pack that I ran along with a couple of female friends. And, you know, that larger pack happened completely by coincidence, really, as one of the female friends that I ran it with mentioned that she wished that there was a primal pack on the messaging program Kik in one of the FET groups that I'm part of. So, you know, I saw the post that she made, and so I sent her a message, and I'm like, hey, you know, let's just create one. You know, kind of like the Field of Dreams thing, if we build it, they will come. And so, you know, that same day I went to Kik and I set it up. And we made it a safe space to express our primal side. And as such spaces evolve, they tend to grow. And soon we had 50 members and what was once our very little pack. And I think 50 members, I think, was the max that you could have in a Kik group at once without buying some sort of special membership. And, you know, often when new members joined, the question was raised, who's the alpha? And my response was always, there isn't one. You know, we're here, we're just here to socialize and to commiserate, and we're calling ourselves a pack, but there's no set leader, there's no set alpha, because I absolutely hate the term. And what I didn't know at the time was that other members were calling me the alpha behind my back. I suppose I should have been honored, but had I known, I probably would have had a full-blown nuclear meltdown. You know, I've always been kind of a natural leader, despite the fact that I have a very quiet manner about me and I provide a lot of grounding energy for those around me. But I've never considered myself an alpha because, again, those connotations that come along with it, I absolutely don't want to get myself anywhere near associated with that term. And, you know, then enters Sunny, stage left, so to speak. And when I had the larger pack, she reached out to me because she'd heard about it through a mutual friend and one of the pack members. And she joined, you know, in fairly short order, ostensibly because of my energy. She had read some of my non-kink writings on FET and enjoyed what she read. She liked the energy that was in them. As a side note to anybody who, you know, hears this and jumps on to FET looking for them, they've been removed now because I've been in a project now for about a year of rolling these non-kick writings that I used to have on FET along with a bunch of others into a book of nature essays and stories, which will be published later this year. Okay, sorry. Self-advertising aside here. Getting back to our story. So a few months later, after Sunny had joined, we and a few other members made a decision to break off from this larger pack and form a more family-oriented pack with fewer members. This is what felt right to us at the time. We wanted more of, you know, a leather family kind of feel to our pack, you know, where it's very intimate, very small, very close-knit. And during the formation of that pack, one day, Sunny made the mistake of calling me Alpha. And I might have overreacted slightly, and I'm pretty sure that she probably learned a few new words that day, and that none of them were very pleasant. You know, what she meant, of course, was pack leader. And once we finally got that sorted out, and I calmed down, and she calmed down, and, you know, fortunately, she was nice enough to forgive me. And, you know, I obviously quickly forgave her as well. But, you know, my aversion to the word alpha still remains to this day, and it's probably the closest thing to a pet peeve that I have. So, there you have it. Please, please, please don't ever use the term alpha in my presence because I just don't like it. I don't like it. Anyway, okay. Join us next week for another exciting episode of Naughty Talk.